I want to briefly discuss with you a topic in Hilchos Tefillin, and then we will move to a small topic in Hilchos Tefillah. If you remember last time we spoke in Hilchos Tefillin, we discussed the dinim of the Tzon Shoyat, in the sense of first we spoke about there is a makom. For the Tefillin Shoyad, we spoke about the Kedima, the Tefillin Shoyad, and the Tefillin Shorosh. And the question now that we'll talk about is about Chatzitza. Is there a din of Chatzitza with respect to Tefillin at all? And Tefillin Shoyad is actually a slightly separate conversation than Tefillin Shorosh, as we'll see. When it comes to Chatzitza in Tefillin, the Tshuvas HaRash, Klal Gimel, Os Daled, the Tshuvas HaRash writes that there is chatzitza by tefillin, just like there is a din of chatzitza by Big Day Kahuna. The Torah writes, by Big Day Kahuna, Milbeshe, Michnasevagiyu al Basaro, right? So al means it has to mamish be al, it has to be on the basar. So therefore, according to the Rash, just like by Big Day Kahuna, there is a chatzitza. There is also a chatzitza zakhdarash when it comes to tefillin, because the Torah writes, "So hayu la'os al yadcha," and the word al indicates that there is a chatzitza. Now, this idea that al has to be on top, in the sense of mamish, right on top. This idea, and consequently no chatzitza, this idea is based on the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos speaks about the lechem hapanim and the bazichei lavona on the lechem hapanim. V'nasata al hamareches lavona zaka. The maareches are the two rolls of the loaves of bread, and al hama'areches, you put the lavona zakah, you put the lavona on the ma'areches. Zvachim, excuse me, Menachos daf tzadi vav. The Gemara speaks about what does the word al mean? It's mamish an important question. No, does al mean on top of? That's the usual taich we use for the word al, or does al mean al besamach, next to it? Right, and the Gemara in Menachos discusses a machlokes tanoim about how large the lechem hapanim were and how large the shulchan that your mesada the lechem hapanim was, and the question is whether there is some space in between where they put the bazichin or whether the bazichin go al alechem, right? And part of that machlokas is the way the Gemara learns it, whether al means al basamach or whether al means al mamish. So when the Tshuvas HaRosh says that the tefillin, v'hayu la'os al yadcha, right, that means al mamish, and therefore there is a prohibition or a disqualification of chatzitza when it comes to tefillin, according to the Rosh. My friend, my chavrusa, when I learned Menachos, pointed out to me, Gabriel Wasserman pointed out that this might be the Pshat Nemachlekes HaTanoim that we discuss and we practice during the Pesach Seder. Al Matzos Umerorim Yochlu. Right, Hillel, right, Zecher Lamikdash ke Hillel. Hillel says that you have to have the Pesach, Matzah, Maror all together. Al Matzah Umerorim. No, that sounds like Al Mash. If you hold that you can separate them, so that would be more like Al Basamach. You could do it adjacent. It doesn't mamish have to be Al in the sense of on top of. Yes, sir.
Someone has a cast on
Wait. We're going to talk practical halacha. You got to give me time. Right now, I've just told you a sheet of the Rush. That's all we did so far. The Rush holds al is al mamish. Now, nishalata she'ela, the Rambam in Hilchos Psule Hamukdashim, the Rambam paskins that the lechem haponim do not have to mamish be on. The Rambam paskins that the lechem haponim, the bazichei levoina, the Rambam writes, are in between the lechem, meaning that it's not al mamish. The bazichei are not mamish on top of the ma'arachos. That would sound like al basamach. So the Chacham Tzvi writes in the Tshuva, again, I'm getting a lot of these makoros from the Sefer Tefillah LeMoshe, which is Gevaldik. It's an unbelievable Sefer Nilchas Tefillin of Moshe Kreuzer. I mentioned a few years ago, he came here to Yeshiva. A few, about like 25. He gave him to Yeshiva and he gave like a shiur on Hilchas Tefillin across from the old Beis Medrash. Unbelievable shiur. The man, like, he's a cipher, he's an unbelievable bucky in Hilchas Tefillin. So he points out that this issue in the Truvas HaRosh, that there's chatzitza based on Al Yadcha, relates to the Machlokes in Maseches Menachos. How come if the Rambam paskins al basam, if the Rambam does not the Rambam paskins al basamach, the Rambam holds that the bozichin do not have to be mamish on top of the lechem. How come, right, we could say that by the tefillin has to be mamish al? So the answer is that the Chacham Tzvi writes in a tshuva that, you know what, it's only because we have different shiurim of how large the lechem is that we have a shaila of al basamar for al mamish, meaning ordinarily al means al mamish, as the Chacham Tzvi. But over there by the lechem haponim, we are forced into a possibility of al basamach, and the Ram Paskins al basamach, not al mamish, because of the drashas in the psukim about the size of the lechem haponim, etc. Ostensibly, what we mean is that the lechem haponim, when we paskin al basamach, is not a model for al basamach everywhere, but everywhere else, one could argue that's al mamish. Right? That seems to be what the Rush would assume, as we noted.
Eric, can you just flesh out what the story is?
Why the difference between al basamach and al mamish?
No. Why lechem
aponim? So by lechem aponim, since I have xeris hakasos about the size of the lechem aponim, etc., that forces me into a position of saying al basamach. But when I don't have those psukim, I'll say al mamish. That's the way the Rush will learn. The Rashba disagrees with the Rush. The Rashba writes, based on the Gemara Megillah, that the Gemara says that if we have a drasha l'chala oisol la'acherim la'os, meaning that the tefillin shoyad should be covered, basically. L'chala oisol la'acherim la'os. So if a person wears the tefillin shoyad uncovered, the Gemara writes that this person is kederach hachitzonim. It's not mamish minus, but it's pretty darn close. Right? It's very bad. Now, Zak the Rash, but it's in the Chidushei HaRash, but there in Chafdalar and Megillah, and it's also in various Chuvas HaRash, but that the Beis Yosef quotes over here in Simon Chafzayin. The Rash but says, you see from that then, that there is no real requirement for the tefillin to be mamish on the body. There's no disqualification of chatzitza. It's just that there's a din that the that you can't have the tefillin derech achitonim. That's what the Rashba writes. Apparently, the Rashba holds that the al besamach that we have in Maseches Menachos and the Psak of the Rambam is a psak, right, in general. Although the Torah writes that should be the tefillin should be al yotva, the Rashba holds it doesn't mamish have to be on the hand. That's the Pashtus in the Rashba. And we also are equating the Tefillin Shoyad and Tefillin Shorosh. The assumption is that if there's a Chatzitza by the Tefillin Shoyad, so then by the Tefillin Shorosh as well, there is a Chatzitza. This is true according to the Rosh, that there's a Din of Chatzitza. According to the Rashba, there's no Din of Chatzitza. So then the Pashtus is that no din chatzitza means that tefillin don't have to be directly touching your body. And it has to be in the proper makom, but it doesn't have to be directly touching your body. That's why it says in Simen Chav Zayin Seif Hey that, quoting the Rashba, that if Adam Shu Alol Nezilos, a person gets like bad head colds, and if you put the tefillin mamish on the basar, you won't be able to. So the Rashba is quoting the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Lahatir Lo Lahaniach Tefila Shorosh Al Hakova Dak Hasamach L'Raish V'Chasim Et Ne'arelan. Right, you could be makel that you put the tefillin on top of a little hat, a kovah dak. You can't use a kovah av, a thick hat, because a thick hat you won't be able to properly locate the makam of the hanochas tefillin. But you can use a kovah dak. That's what the Rashba writes. This leads to Tshuvas in Igros Moshe, for example, about people who have toupees. You know what a toupee is? Fake hair, right? There is a thing called male pattern baldness, okay, Chefra? You shouldn't know from it, but nebach medavoneinu. Male pattern baldness means that your hairline goes up and up and up and up and up. And up. That tefillin, the makom that tefillin, we paskin, is from the hairline, an makom she rosho shaltino grow face, until the place where, like, it's called the fontanelle, where the head of the baby is softer. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. We also paskin that as the hairline begins to recede, it's based on where the hairline used to be. We also paskin that if someone has like an unusual hairline, that like it's higher over here, higher on the sides and lower in the middle, right? So then you should follow where the normal hairline would be if you go all the way around. That's a tshuva in the Kasha Glover and Chelak Aleph Siman Ches. There's a lot to say about the makom of tefillin. When we speak about ad makom she rosh or shaltino grow face, that's according to some Rishon. The Magen Rishon hold that the entire gova shel rosh, meaning the entire upper part of the head until the head begins to go down, is the makom of tefillin. Right? And it's better, therefore, if you have a question about where to put the tefillin, it's better to err on the side of upness rather than the side of downness. Because if any part of the tefillin is beneath the hairline, you're not yotzei the mitzvah tefillin at all. So, if a person is alol l'nezilos, the person gets head colds, so the Tshuvas HaRashba writes that you can put the tefillin in a koiva dak, because there's no real din of chatzitza. It looks weird, so therefore you should cover the tefillin shel rosh also. Usually tefillin shel rosh is ro kamei oris kishem hashem nikra lefa. Usually the tefillin shel rosh is supposed to be nir'eh to everybody, but in this case, so it looked too weird. So therefore you have the tefillin on top of a hat and etc. In terms of a toupee, Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva writes, if it's a permanent toupee, so it's attached to your head, it becomes like a chelik of your hair. If it's a temporary toupee that you can take on and off, so then the post can say you should put on the tefillin at home, right? If you'll be embarrassed to be in shul and people realize that you don't have hair, so you should put on the tefillin at home, right, without the toupee. And when you go to shul, you can put on the tefillin with the toupee, etc. That's Tshuvas in the Igros Moshe. Again, all of this is quoted in the Dir Shemishne Brura. So the Rashi beholds, there's no din of chatzitza. The pashtus is what Yair was asking before, that according to the Rashba, there's no din of chatzitza, but pashtus even on the tefillin shel yad, right? It's only miderech ha'chitzonim. Although the Rashba is only quoted by the tefillin shel rosh, the pashtus is healed even by the tefillin shel yad. There's no chatzitza. And as such, if a person needs a cast or the like, and the cast goes all the way up, so according to the Rashi, you should put on the tefillin there, as long as you identify the proper makom. But according to the Rashi, obviously, you can't. Shulchan Aruch writes that, the Rama writes, I should say, that if you put the tefillin on top of the hat, like the Rashi says, you don't make a bracha. Meaning, fundamentally, we hold like the Rosh, not like the Rashi.
Same as the
Wicked's
corner, the person who's found in shul does not say bracha on the tefillin?
That's correct. Right. Again, we paskim ikar hadin. We'll talk about the brachos of tefillin a slightly different time. But when it comes to the brachos of tefillin, it's a machlokes between the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, whether the bracha of lahaniach tefillin goes both on the shel yad and the shel rosh, whether you make a separate bracha of al mitzvah tefillin on the shel rosh. In that case, you should just make a lahaniach in shel and have it go on the Shorosh as well. You're Sephardi, so you only make a Lahan Yahu. You've only made a mitzvah if you ever spoke in your life between the Shoyad and the Shorosh. I'm Chabad, so Chabad does the same thing. You only make one bracha on the tefillin, etc. That's normal Judaism, obviously. So now, we paskin like the Rosh, that there's a din of Al, that the tefillin shemamish be on your body. This, of course, is interesting because this means that according to the Rosh, the tefillin has to mamish be on the body, and it's not really a din of chatzitza. It's a din that it's got to be on your body. By chatzitza is the Gemara at the beginning of Sukkah, beginning of Erevin. The Gemara has all these rules about it's only a chatzitza minatah if it's rubo makbid, right? If it's miyata makbid, right? Or rubo ve'inu makbid, that's chatzitza midrabanan. Miyat she'inu makbid is not a chatzitza at all. By tefillin, how far do I go? Do I assume that the din is mamish al chatzitza, like a regular rule, and therefore, right, I apply the rules of roif, miyot, makbid, inu makbid, etc.? Or do I say no? I say that, listen, there's a different halacha. There's a different halacha that has to mamish be Mishnah Brura, Sivkatin, Simachov Zayin, Sivkatin Yudalad. Paskins, Magen Avraham, the Alter Rebbe has this in Shulchan Aruch also, that afilu chatzitza kol dehu is a problem. If you have a kina, you have a louse, so kina chaya is going to be a problem. It's a tiny little louse. It's still going to be a problem. Even though you're not makbid, yeah. Right? In other words, some of the Achronim say a kina mesa is more of a problem. Right? Because people are more makbid kina mesa. So the shayla is by the head. Sometimes you have beitze kina, which are what we call lice. No? When we have lice, it's not like crawling lice usually. I mean, you have lice in your hair. So I'd say it's a makash in a ksuba batoira, but it is ksuba batoira. One of the makas was kina. Right? So if you have lice, so the lice is a chatzitza, because you're mamish makbid on it. So the kuli alma, that's going to be a chatzitza. That's more of a problem. The shayla is something that, like a kina chaya, which you're not makbid on. So is that called a chatzitza? So the Mishnah Brura writes, you know what? You should be machmir in the kina chaya. Al koponim, you for sure should be machmir by a kina mesa. Meaning, the Mishnah Brura is quoting two opinions about whether this din is based on chatzitza, in which case kina chaya is not an issue, or is it a din in al besaray or al yodcha? The Gemara in Mizvachim Yotes has a discussion: if I put my hand beneath my big day kahuna, that might be a problem because it has to be al besaray, even though min bemino is not chotzitz, right? Meaning, even though the basar is not a chatzitza on the basar, could be a problem because the begadim are not al basara, right? It could be it's judged by different rules. It's not the algemeiner, it's not the general halacha of chatzitza. Koshu lanoi, we paskin in al chotzitz. That same Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara Megillah writes that tzipan zahav, or if you have the tefillin outside, that's a problem. So the tefillin outside is a problem because why is tzipan zahav, why is golden tefillin a problem? So if you hold like the Rosh, there's a din of al, it's mamish a problem because it's a problem because it's not out. It's not on your body. If you hold like the Rashba, so then why is it a problem? Right? According to the Rashba, there's no din of chatzitza. So in this sefer, the Tefila Lemoshe, he works very hard on the question. He suggests that according to some, for the Rashba, there is no chatzitza at all by Tefillin Shoyad. According to the others, there is a chatzitza by Tefillin Shoyad, al koponim. The Gemara in Erchin speaks about how Kohanim would not wear tefillin when they did the Avodah. They won't wear tefillin shal yad. The tefillin shal rosh they would wear because there's a makom between the mitznefes and even for the Kohen Gadol that sits. There's a makom to put on tefillin and the tefillin shal rosh. But tefillin shal yad they wouldn't wear because the big dekuna has to be al besarei, right? And apparently, you can't wear the tefillin on top of the big day kahuna. Why not? Why can't you wear the tefillin on top of the big day kahuna? Alternatively, according to the Rashi, we could ask the kasha, what's the problem, right, with why do you need a makom bein the tzitz and the mitznefes? Right? Why don't you just put the tefillin al gabi the mitznefes? So the answer probably is that the Rashi is going to learn both ways. He'll answer the kasha both ways, that it's a bezayin for the big day kahuna. That's what the Rashba writes in the Tshuva. It's a bezayin for the big day kahuna to have the tefillin on top of them. Big day kahuna have a higher kedusha than the tefillin. Now, the shaila is Russian Rashba. If Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba, but we don't really pask in that way. But therefore, if you have a chaos or you have a problem with the head, so then you rely on the Rashba. And you, but you don't make a bracha. The pashtus is, like Rebbe Akiva Eger says, that if you have a problem with your head, tefillin, and you can't wear the tefillin, so you should just make the bracha rahaniach and have it go on the head also. That's the pashtus. But let's go a teeny bit more slowly. If the rush is correct, then the pashtus is, again, Shulchan Aruch passes like the rush, unless it's a very b'dieved situation. So then even things which are not a regular chatzitz is going to be a problem, right? The Rosh is going to say that tzipon zahav is a problem, not out chatzitz in the classical sense, but out this new din of chatzitz, then it has to be al basarai, right? And even Dover Shul Anoi is a chotzitz. Min b'mino is not a chotzitz, but, right, you should not wrap your ritzuas underneath the bias, because, right, the leather will be a chatzitza for the leather, right? So you shouldn't have your ritzua, which is made out of leather, underneath your bayis. Minhag of svarda mikubalim is that they wear the tefillin shal yad and the tefillin shal rosh at the same time. But you shouldn't have a chelak of the tefillin of Rashi and tefillin Rabbeinu Tam, thank you, at the same time. We also wear shal yad and shal rosh at the same time. But you shouldn't have the Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, you wear it at the same time. You shouldn't have part of the Rabbeinu Tam on top of, let's say, the Ma'abarita of the Rashi. Ma'abarita is where the Ritzua goes through. You shouldn't have that because, even though min b'mino in l'chotetz, but in this case, according to the Rush, there's a din of al, and al means it mamish has to be on top. So what we have is Rush, Rashba. There are some who assume that the Rashba is saying that there is a din of chatzitza by the tefillin shel yad, and he learns from this idea of derech hachitzonim, not just that the tefillin shel yad has to be covered, but there's also a din of chatzitza, because it does say al by shel yad, by the shel rosh, it never says al, right? So one could say that the Rashba is only giving his kula, and Shulchan Aruch only has it by the kaiva dak. But the pashtus is that the Rashba means that there is zero chatzitza at all. The Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch, in a situation that someone has, let's say, a mum on his arm, so you can rely on one reading of the Rashba and put the tefillin shel yad on top of the small cloth. But you have to cover it for sure. Because, right, the din has to be that the tefillin shel yad is going to be covered, etc. So these are some of the halachos of chatzitza when it comes to the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. Again, the pashtus is that we hold like the Rush, in a situation that you can't hold like the Rush, We hold like the Rashba. But you see that the Mishnah Brura is very makbid on the chatzitza. He writes you shouldn't have a chatzitza even called a hu. We also saw earlier that there's a din that the yud of the tefillin shayad should always be next to the tefillin, the bias of the tefillin. You shouldn't have a separation between the yud and the bias. Some people have a gid to connect it. The Mishnah Brura gets like really upset with that. The Mishnah Brura says, no, if you have a gid, it's going to be a chatzitza. Right? It's what way? Because the Mishnah Berurah felt that the gid would end up being under the bias and be a teen of a chatzitza. Today the Sofrim have like this einfal that they have the gid, but it's not underneath the bias. So therefore, it is not going to be a chatzitza. It's not going to be a chatzitza at all. So this, I think, is most of what there is to say regarding chatzitzas. The Rosh L'cha'ora is more machmir than the regular din of chatzitza. According to the Rashba, if you hold that there is chatzitza by the Shoyad, a further chakira, whether it's regular chatzitza or not. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like my Shoyad, a lot of times, it's not always touching my box itself. Is that such like...
But the yud is not always touching the body. Yeah, so right, so when you wear the tefillin, for sure it should be touching.
Sort of pushes the backside, like the cover off.
So whether you, I don't know if you have to take the cover off. You just have to make sure that some of the yud is touching it, the bias. I think that's what emerges.
That's
a requirement. Yeah, that's a requirement. So these are again. We'll talk next time about the kesher of the tefillin and shorosh, but I think for now we've covered the dinim of chatzitza appropriately.